And joining me on the line should be my special guest, Atif Nawaz. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. How are you, Zahir?
Alhamdulillah. How are you?
Yeah, alhamdulillah. I'm doing very, very well. You know what, Zahir? There's very few people that I would miss some of the World Cup final for, but you are one of them, my friend.
Jazakallah. That makes two of us. I share a secret with you. I'm watching at the same time as I'm speaking to you, but nobody heard that.
That's all right. That's okay.
I'm there. Jazakallah for sacrificing the World Cup, and we will talk about the World Cup in a few minutes' time, and Jazakallah for coming back on air on Iman FM. So I had the pleasure of interviewing you during the breakfast show in January, and I thought I'd call you back again because, mashallah, you are very, very popular. And not only you're popular, you're very, very busy. So I'm very grateful that you've taken time out to speak to me again.
Jazakallah, it's very kind of you. Anything for you, brother, not a problem at all.
Jazakallah, I appreciate that, and Iman FM management appreciate that as well. Atif, I wanted to start with, you were recently in Sheffield for a comedy tour, so would you like to tell our listeners what that was about?
Yeah, no, basically a group called Like Media TV got in touch with me about joining their stand-up comedy tour. They had Preacher Moss coming back, so it was in, we went to Sheffield, Glasgow, where else did we go? Oldham, Birmingham, London, Luton. There was, it was like a six-city tour. And I've never been on an Islamic comedy tour before, but and you know, I had my own sort of reservations about it, but I actually had a really good time. It was so nice to see so many people come out and support Islamic Help, who of course the charity was in aid of, the tour was in aid of the charity, and they did great. It was really, really nice, you know, just to be part of the atmosphere. Tommy Evans, the poet, was on the show as well, the spoken word artist, and of course Ali Official was there as well. Ali Official is so popular, it was crazy how many people wanted selfies with the brother, mashallah. But yeah, it was great fun. I loved it, and thank you to anybody who's listening who came along to the tour. We're so, so grateful that they came and supported it, and alhamdulillah, I had a great time.
What was it about the actual comedy sketches that you did, or the comedy bits you did?
Well, I was emceeing the show, so I was kind of hosting the whole shows, you know, just getting in there. One of the things I enjoy the most there, as you know, is that I like talking to the crowd. I like interacting and just finding out where people are coming from, having a little joke and building a bit of banter, making sure everybody's comfortable and ready for that comedy vibes, you know? So, like, that's what I did. I was just kind of setting up the whole show, cracking a few jokes, talking to people, you know, finding out where people are from, finding the married and the single people, the people who like their sports, the people, you know, just really kind of getting a taste for the audience, making sure they feel comfortable and ready for the comedy before we bring on people like Tommy Evans, Ali Official, and, of course, Preacher Moss, who was incredible. So, yeah, alhamdulillah, I had a wicked time, and, you know, inshallah, I'll do more of these going forward.
Inshallah, you made a very good point, like, you know, making sure the crowd is comfortable, because that's the most important thing in anything you do, because obviously the crowd don't know what they're going to expect, and the artists, in turn, they don't know what they're going to expect from the crowd as well, so what the reaction is. So it's a very, very good point you made there, because obviously
you're absolutely right on that point, exactly.
And warming up the artists at the same time.
You know what, you're absolutely right. It's just when you get in front of a crowd like that, right, you've got to remember, people come to like those Muslim comedy shows, a lot of them are thinking about, you know, just doing it for a good cause, for the sadaqah, for the zakat and all that kind of thing, right? So they're there to make a charitable donation, that it should support a charity. They may have never been to a comedy show before. You know, there are a lot of people who I met after the shows who saw my work on Islam Channel or seen me do other stand-up comedy, but there are a lot of people, very young audience as well, a lot of little kids came along as well who'd probably never been to these shows before. So, you know, as a comedian, I'm used to playing the clubs, I'm used to playing the comedy venues, you know, the comedy store, the comedy cafe, you know, all these kind of straightforward stand-up comedy venues. But in these things, it was very different, you know. As I say, you've got to make them feel very comfortable with the environment, so I really enjoyed doing that, and alhamdulillah, you know, we had a great time. All the shows, I'm going to say, I'm not going to tell you what my favorite was, but I enjoyed all of them, alhamdulillah.
MashaAllah. And you've got another one coming up. So not only have you just finished one, but you're also starting another one in a few weeks as well.
Yeah,
what's
bro,
all that
believe
about?
It or not, I'm going on two different tours. So I've just come back from this one, and I'm going on two more tours. One is with my very good friend, Mani Liaquat. He's a fantastic comedian as well from Manchester, and he's very, very funny. He actually won the Laughter Challenge show in India several years back, so he's an acclaimed stand-up comic, and he's always been a great, great friend of mine. So he set up this comedy tour called The Comedy Takeaway. So we're going to be doing that. We're hitting four locations for that. I think Glasgow, no, sorry, not Glasgow, Bradford, Manchester, London, and Birmingham. So we'll be hitting those four cities with Comedy Takeaway. And that's got a great lineup as well. You know, mashallah, some fantastic comedians. Anil Desai is on there as well. He does great impressions. Hyde Panesar, one of my best friends, he's on the show as well. Very, very, very funny. So Sajila Kershi, she's very popular as well. Money himself. Salman Malik's going to be there as well. I love Salman. He's a very funny guy. Lovely guy. I love Salman. And Rahul Kohli is going to be in there as well, and he's been very funny. In fact, me and Rahul did our first show for the BBC together, so it was really nice to get back on this tour, so that's going to be fun. And after that, I'm doing another charity comedy tour for Human Appeal this time, so alhamdulillah, it's just nice to be appreciated. You know, it's really nice to get these bookings in advance, because, you know, oftentimes, you know, as a stand-up comedian, I've told you about this before, you know, it's like tough, because you're working day to day, you've got to try and fill up that diary, but alhamdulillah, it's so, so nice that people are appreciating my work, they enjoy it, they think all these different, diverse audiences are going to like it as well, so they book me ahead of time for all these tours. I'm just very, very grateful, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah, it's very good news, and wish you well with those two tours coming up. And Atif, I was going to ask you, because obviously, how long have you been in the comedy scene now?
I've been in the comedy scene for too long, bro. I've been in, I tell people about 8 years, but I've actually been doing stand-up comedy for a lot longer. I just don't, like, I mean, I just think in the last 3 years or so, alhamdulillah, things have been going a lot better for me. Like, I've, you know, decided to get a lot more mainstream work. I get on television every now and again doing stand-up. You know, I started doing my own shows in London, like my own standalone comedy shows, the 60-minute ones. This started with Talk Roti to Me. Then I did Muslims Do It 5 times a day. And inshallah, this year I'm going to do my third show, which is going to, you know, a brand new stand-up comedy show, which is hopefully going to shake things up, inshallah. That's the hope anyway.
Inshallah. So you keeping yourself busy. So how have people perceived you? Obviously, do people look at you, oh, he's a Muslim or he's Asian, or do they actually appreciate your work for what you are, not based on your ethnicity or your religion and so on?
Do you know, bro, I like when people come see me, I don't mind what they've got in their mind, as long as they're coming to see me. And if they leave and they like it, they'll come see me again regardless of what I'm talking about. So the first show they talked already to me, it was about food. You know, I'm a Pakistani guy, I like my food. And I did a whole show, basically stand-up comedy about food-based situations, and there were some musical elements, there was all sorts of stuff going on. But as I got, you know, as my comedy developed, I talked about themes that I wanted to. You know, I love politics, I'm a socio-political person, so I wanted to discuss these things in my stand-up. So, you know, my second show was Muslims Do It 5 times a day. It was specifically about Islamophobia or the perception about Muslims in mainstream media. And that was a discussion I wanted to have. Now, a lot of people will think of that, like, oh, his show is called Muslims Do It 5 times a day, so hence his comedy is only suitable for Muslims, or he's a Muslim comedian, or that's all it is. But it's not. I think people, they came along. I mean, alhamdulillah, I had so many diverse audiences come to that show. You know, people from the widest backgrounds you can imagine, and especially when I did in Edinburgh last year, it was like, you know, predominantly non-Muslims who were coming to the show. I don't think they left the show thinking, oh, he's only good for Muslim comedy. They just went away thinking about the theme of my show. So the perception of being an Asian comic or a Pakistani comic or a Muslim comic, I don't care what people perceive of me. I'll talk about whatever I feel like talking about on stage. And alhamdulillah, it's working for me so far.
MashaAllah. And it was a big, so that's very, very honest and frank of you to say that, because obviously nowadays people do have a perception of the way somebody performs, the way somebody looks, acts, and they don't actually see the actual inner and outer character of this person, because if you've already got a perceived idea, like you said, of going somewhere, until you haven't physically heard them speak, then you don't know what they're going to talk about.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, something like a festival like Edinburgh, right? I mean, you've got a choice of 1,400 shows when you go to Edinburgh. And, you know, I mean, I'm going to be in Edinburgh again this year. But last year, I think that title, it just got people's attention a little bit, you know? Some people thought it was a bit crass or it was salacious or I'm doing a double entendre. I'm not trying to do any of those things. I'm just trying to get attention for the show, because I genuinely felt like people would come to see it and they would enjoy it and they'd leave thinking about something that was important to me. You know, when I do my shows, and especially I call it Muslims Do It 5 times a day, I'd say at the very top of the show that I'm a practicing Muslim. You know, I do all my salah, I believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I do, you know, I'm about as practicing Muslim as you can find in mainstream Western culture. But, like, I also make clear that I'm not a scholar. You know, I'm not an Islamic scholar. I can tell you what I know, but I recommend speaking to other people to get their knowledge. And this is just my perspective of a Muslim man living in Britain, interacting with the people that I interact with, having the thoughts that I have. That's all it is, you know? So I just set that up, make it super clear at the beginning before people start thinking I'm preaching, because I'm not, you know, I'm not a preacher. I'm just a believer.
Alhamdulillah, you made a very good point there.